I just don't like the inconsistency. Bites us in all the time.
Enjoy Atlanta style a lot more than I enjoy Daytona style.
I'm Mark Darrow, and this is PRN's Garage Pass.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
When NASCAR threw the yellow flag just as the leaders were about to take the checkered flag in one of the qualifying races at Daytona, and then kept the race green on the last lap of the 500 with cars wrecking all over the backstretch, Kevin Harvick couldn't understand it, which had him unhappy on his Happy Hour podcast.
You can't have it both ways. It doesn't work. I just don't like the inconsistency. I think that's the thing that bites us in all the time, is not being consistent.
Kevin's right. We do need some consistency, but I have no problem with NASCAR leaning towards trying to end every race with a checkered flag, even if that means waiting a few seconds to let it play out after a wreck that's happened behind the leaders. That's better than trying to figure out who was ahead of who when the yellow light started flashing. That is such an anticlimactic Debbie Downer way to end a race. I can't wait for Sunday at Atlanta. Like Christopher Bell, I have no problem opening up the season with two speedway races.
You're going to see big wrecks. That's literally the only thing that I dislike about the speedway stuff, is getting caught up in other people's messes is so common and hard to avoid.
With NASCAR ruling his car had improper modifications for the 500 after only one race, Chase Briscoe is in a deep hole. Not only is there a $100,000 fine with his crew chief suspended for four races, but even worse, the loss of 100 driver points, and he's already down 10 playoff points.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at zmax.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
When he was in Daytona, Corey LaJoy got the thrill of a lifetime getting a ride with the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds, at one point pulling 9 G's.
And I didn't pass out. And I'm not going to name names, but Joey Logano passed out. And I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't in the club that did it, didn't remember it. I remembered the whole thing. But what an amazing experience.
PRN's Garage Pass. Not narrow-minded, garrow-minded.